Our next item is Breakwater MRRPC Revised Record Plan on Road 267.
This is a request to revise three approved triplex units, convert that to a duplex, and to relocate Lot 5B and Lot 37B to the west side of Pilot Boat Drive. They're also relocating 9 parking spaces to the west side of Pilot Boat Drive. They would be located near Lots 5B and 37B, and they're adding 9 additional parking spaces. The proposed setbacks for the revised units would be the same as the existing approved plan, which is 15 feet from the front yard, 5 feet from the sides, and 10 feet from the rear. There is not an increase in the number of units, and since this project is an RPC, the commission is required to approve any revisions, and I provide you a copy of this site plan.
Mr. Chairman, it appears that we might have someone representing this project. I have a couple questions for him.
All right, then. We'll see who emerges. Well, it looks like it's Mr. Fuquay.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, Jim Fuquay and also Ben Gordy.
Okay, Mr. Fuquay, we're dealing with the same number of parking spots, is that correct?
That's my understanding, yes.
And these parking is for what purpose, these parking spots?
These spaces were added at the commission's request. I think it was 2009, we submitted a revised record plan. The original plan called for 2-car garages for every unit. Some of the existing townhomes only had 1-car garages, so I think our original request was to go to the new parking ordinance with the 2 spaces or 2.5 spaces per unit. And I think at the commission's request, they wanted to keep it at 3 spaces per unit, so we accommodated that.
Can you introduce yourself for the record?
Ben Gordy with Ocean Atlantic Management.
And maybe we discussed this before, but is there a reason why all these parking spots are concentrated in those areas if they're supposed to serve as, more of this project? For example, I see on Swannendale Avenue, there's no parking spots, but there's certainly looks like a large grouping of townhomes or twin homes or whatever you call them.
We always try not to locate new parking spaces that weren't shown on a plat when a purchaser purchased their home. So when they purchase, there's open space next to their lot. So if we add park, even though if it's going to serve them and kind of help them out a little bit, sometimes we don't get a positive reaction from that.
Okay, because I know personally when I've driven through Breakwater, especially back there on Swannendale, I'm weaving around cars that are parking in the road because there's not any parking spots for them. So that's why I'm curious why some of the parking spots weren't located, on some of the other roads, such as Over Falls Drive. You have that. But I understand what you're saying about the open space, and that's what, when you buy your lot or your house, that's what you're hoping, that vista remains the same.
And it's 6 of 1, half a dozen of the other.
The vistas in Sussex County that we enjoy today may not be there tomorrow. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir.
So, Mr. Chairman, concerning I'm sorry, anyone else have questions for us?
Anyone else have questions for the applicant's representatives?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the revised record plan for Breakwater MRRPC off of Road 267.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve Breakwater MRRPC revised record plan on Road 267. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carry.